I have joined with me in the studio today Kahandi Nesta of the Bear Clan from the Kanawage Mohawk community. She's a woman title holder for the land that McGill is situated on and has recently sent a notice of seizure to McGill University. Hi, Kahandi Nesta. How are you today?
I'm fine. Very good, actually.
So, would you mind just telling us a little bit more about the notice that was sent to McGill and the history behind it?
Well, the notice is, there's three parts to it. First part is that there was the land on which McGill has been built is our land. It's Kanyongehaga land. And the money to build McGill was taken from our trust funds and never returned. And then the third thing is that our great law that I entered at Goa is a great law of peace, and that's what governs the territory on which we live. And in the midst of it, at McGill University, there is a huge, not manufacturing, but designing and creating and research on weapons of mass destruction. The RCMP and the CSIS are working there, or giving money there, so that these weapons having to do with drones and surveillance, all kinds of things, can be used against us. The very people who own the university is what caused me to bring this to light.
Mm-hmm. So then it's the violation of the peace that has sparked your decision to right now seize the land back?
Well, the land never went anywhere. It always was there. Mm-hmm. It can't be removed. And we've always been around, and we've always been on the island of Janijosjage, which is the real name of Montreal Island and the city. So I am a woman title holder, and according to our law, I have the duty to raise these issues and protect the land for my children and for the coming children. So this has been, I've thought of it for a long time, and I've always thought also about all that money that was stolen in 1850 to build the university. So I did finally decide to put a stop to it. And all those three issues came together.
Mm-hmm. So what are you hoping is going to be the response after you've delivered this notice to McGill?
Well, one of the things we want to do is to meet with the Academic Senate and the Board of Governors.
Okay.
That's who we need to talk with so that we can deal with this issue, with this important issue of our land and our institution, and also the violation of by the warmongers who are working right there in the middle of McGill University.
What do you think is going to be the attitude as you walk into these discussions with the Board of Governors?
Well, of course, use our protocol. We have a protocol, and it all comes from the great law. And it tells us exactly how we are to conduct these, dialogue. We do have a system, and we will follow it.
Would you mind elaborating a little bit on the system?
Well, normally we in our protocol, we begin with the Ohana Garigodeko, which explains how we are connected to the natural world. So we explain all that, and then we have the three strings, which we call the small condolence. We conduct that. It's a ceremony. And we clean the eyes, the ears, and the throat. The eyes we wipe with the softest of leather, the ears with an eagle feather, and we drink clear water so that we don't tell lies, so that we speak clearly, and so everybody hears what we're going to say. And then we explain the Deo Hade, which is the basis of our relationship with everybody on Turtle Island, Great Turtle Island. And then after that, then we explain what it is, that what the issue is.
So would you mind telling us a bit more about the process behind sending out the notice to McGill?
I sent it out last Saturday, mm-hmm. and I sent it by registered mail and make sure that it was received. And then now we have been trying to reach Suzanne Forche, the chancellor, and now we are informed that the people that we should be informing and talking to and setting up a meeting with is the Academic Senate and the Board of Governors. So that is who we will be speaking with them. And the principal will not have to be involved at all. But the whole idea is that the basis of our concerns is that we want to straighten out this issue. We want to reassure all of the students that we are not going to tear down McGill. We're going to make it an even better university based on truth, and we want the Vayanae Goa, the great peace, to be the underlying philosophy for the university so that we can carry out our job, which is to bring peace throughout the world. That's what we want to do. So I think that the students really shouldn't be, we're looking out for them as well. We want what's best for them, our students and the other students. But we don't want to, we won't allow McGill to protect the warmongers that are in there.
What type of support have you seen from the student community then, given that they are really going to gain from this?
Well, they don't know because they're going to be given wrong information. They're going to be told all the wrong things and everything's going to be negative. Whereas, in fact, you know, this is our investment. It is our money that built the university, and we want to protect our investment. Basically, we want to make the university better for those students, and we want a university for world peace. Not a university for war. We want to stop war.
Mm-hmm. And this really echoes your, I guess, on-campus partner, Demilitarize McGill's views as well. Would you mind telling me about the support you've received from Demilitarize McGill?
Well, these young people have been trying to raise that issue for a few years now, and I did write about them. And then I saw that they were being rebuffed and people weren't really paying attention to them and they haven't seen how serious this issue is, but these young people do know how serious it is, and they've got a website and you can read the information they found, and it's pretty alarming. So they're making drones and they're making surveillance equipment, and so we're very worried about the fact that these are going to be used on us. We've already been warned that CSIS and RCMP have amalgamated in order to create a situation where we will be seen as terrorists for defending our land and our people. And to have that kind of war material and war, you know, these things that are going to kill not just us, but probably, of course, people in other parts of the world. We can't allow that because it goes against our law. So when I, yeah, it is very, very specific in our law that we have to stop anybody that is committing these kind of crimes. We must stop them, and that is what I did. I wanted to stop them. They have to leave McGill. They cannot remain there.
And why do you think that this development that McGill has been involved with creating war material has kind of gone under the radar for so long that it has taken this action by you to kind of bring it to light?
That's a very good question, and I really can't answer it. The only thing I can say is that these young people, I have to say, they're pretty brave to do it in the face of so much negativity, not just by the people doing it, but students being disinterested. So I don't know why it went under the radar, except they told me that there is a military person that's just been put on the Board of Governors. So that made it even more suspect. But also, they have all these contracts from all these big companies who are making these war materials, and they have a system whereby they are under the radar because, from what they told me, I'll tell you that they told me this, the professors incorporate themselves, and then they get these contracts, and then they get the students to work on the scientific aspects of developing the weapon, and so on. So this is one way that McGill probably can say that they're not involved in it, but apparently there are five labs there. Mm-hmm. And there are these professors who have these incorporated companies using their own home addresses. Well, I don't know what you think of that, but I think that's pretty corrupt. And then a lot of these students probably don't even know that they're working on weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then these people are under contract with these military corporations to manufacture these weapons and then to sell them. And anyway, we asked them, we said, do you think it's happening at other universities? And they said, yes, it was, but they were mostly involved with what's happening at McGill. So I feared for our people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
C-51 and the purge that's being made of our people in isolated areas. We are totally unprotected, and they've got these drones flying over there. How do we protect ourselves from that? All we know is that we're supposed to protect the land.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, here we have very high-tech monstrosities being used on us. How do we protect ourselves from that?
Mm-hmm. This is one of the only actions you could undertake.
That was the only thing I could do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for not only talking with me today, but also for taking this action.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.